The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Cosi.org.
I know everyone here is curious and wondering what is so different right now. Do you guys see anything
you
different?
Tell us what's different.
Wait, is it in the room with us?
Yep.
Is there something you hung up that we're not seeing right now?
Is the headphones in the room with us?
Oh wow.
Good job, Remy.
Thank you.
Okay, so I know we've mentioned a million times that Zane and I edited an episode. And yes, I will continue making it my entire personality because it was so much harder than I, you know, thought it would be.
She worked so hard.
I wanted to strangle myself because I was like, Alicia, shut up. But it's because I can't hear what you guys are saying. And there's so many jokes I do not hear.
Yes.
Until I like watch a clip or watch it back or something. I'm like, oh, I would have laughed. And I think I'm just gonna start wearing headphones.
She talks for the whole hour.
I know.
So that's why I'm
talking. So what?
I hear myself.
You would understand if you had headphones on as well. So if you could.
No, but it helps because if I hear someone talking, then I'm like, oh, shut up.
Mariah told me that it definitely helps her like chime in when it's her time. Yeah.
And it feels like I'm watching an episode more.
Okay.
Like it kind of feels like
out of body.
Yeah,
it's like reverse.
I feel like I'm kind of like a viewer right now.
It feels like a talk show. Like you feel like you're like in it.
Yeah. We should imagine we like film with like VR headphones from here, and then viewers can watch it as if they're us. And
you know what? They have it. They have
we
something
could do
like that.
That.
Honestly,
oh, that's
pretty
crazy.
Cool.
Like I'm picturing. Well, imagine if I was high. Like I'm picturing right now. Like if I was like watching from like a
her Vyvanse just kicked in.
No, for real.
They could. So like the person watching is sitting in one of the seats.
Yeah. And we can look around.
And they can
like
pick.
This.
Like, do I want to be from Alicia's POV? And then they can see the camera.
But they should be able to chime in. They should be, like we can hear them through our headphones.
Because then that's
just it's
a
just
live.
A giant live chat.
Crazy.
I think you're kind of cooking up over there.
I know.
Alicia.
Look at me.
I think the only difference we would have to do is they make Canon has the it's like a dual lens that makes it VR. So we would just have to change the lens.
I think we can make it happen.
Guys, what if we're the... Guinness,
could be a fun try.
Guinness Book of World Records.
First VR.
You know what's funny?
I don't know.
I already know.
No,
it's
do they do
done.
A world record for something like that? Isn't that more like a new invention?
We
or do they do?
We were just excited.
I think they're always adding world records.
Oh,
yeah, but they're like everything like has been
Wait,
done now.
So
it's like first one
though.
To jump up on one leg while eating an orange and saying "blargen fiddle na kip."
Yeah. Wait, no, literally, I just saw this. I think yesterday it was like the couple who won the Guinness like record for the longest kiss. And it was like days, but then it was like they got divorced right after.
Oh,
really?
God, imagine that breath after.
No, right?
Oh my, like
also,
it's
not like you're. They were just like stuck together. I'm like, that's like so weird. But they did it to like win the thing, and
imagine
then it was funny.
Breathing, there's a.
Oof.
Ew.
Oh.
You have glasses, and they're like fog.
God, imagine how sick they got.
That's
after
probably
just
why.
Sick of each
all
other.
That.
That's why they ended up separating.
Oh my god.
But like
god.
They weren't even talking.
Wait, if we all had to. Try to get a record for something. Like, what would you apply for?
Ooh.
Longest time in a jacuzzi.
Oh.
I would raisin up so quick.
Yeah, but.
A little pruning.
But I feel like at some point your whole body prunes and then there's no more left to prune. Mm.
But then I feel like it would genuinely start hurting.
I don't know. I get so itchy after 5 minutes in a hot tub.
Oh, that's true.
My skin is crawling.
Really? Yeah. I could stay in a hot tub for hours. But I will say at some point I'd probably die. because of like the heat and the dehydration.
The dehydration, I think, where you just have to just chug
electrolytes.
Like, yeah, electrolytes the entire time.
Yeah, I go for
super,
that.
Super like
lightheaded.
Lightheaded, dehydrated, and also weak. Every time I'm in a hot tub, I feel like,
yeah,
like it takes a lot out of you.
Out of all those shows, you know how like Mr. Beast does like all those like shows like with a like staying in the circle for the longest.
Yeah.
Can is that something you think you can achieve? Like be the winner?
I feel like if I put my mind to something, like you put me in front of a car and you're like last one to take the hand off, I'm going home with a new car.
Really?
Yes.
But there's always someone else that is also willing to stay on that car. So.
No, my willpower and determination, like if you were like air-cooled vintage Porsche, last one to keep their hand, that you're coming home
and,
with me.
And you think you could stay there for more than 2 weeks, just.
Here's the thing, we're all forgetting that Heath literally drank his own urine.
I don't think.
A whole bottle.
Like the willpower,
I think it's easier to drink a bottle of urine than, drink a bottle, I'll do that for free.
Okay.
Is it necessary for me to drink my
Patreon
own urine?
Next video. Getting OnlyFans.
Prove it.
You know what? We'll add another tier.
No. For $1,000 a month.
For $1,000, we're all going to group chug Zane's urine.
Ew.
I didn't say ew.
I think the worst thing that I did was drink Zane's sweat.
That was way worse
than my own diet.
I think that's much worse than piss.
It's too early to think about that, you guys.
Drinking
throw
sweat
up.
Is crazy. And that was after I was drinking all night.
It was literally, I took Zane's sweaty shirt and I wrung it out and drank it.
I don't want the headphones anymore.
It was.
Alicia, you just unplug it.
Heath, I'm not going to lie. When I saw you do that for me, I was like, oh my God, he loves me.
Wait, for you?
Oh my God, he really cares about me.
For you?
I did it for him.
To do that is so disgusting. So when I saw him drink like my sweat, I was like, wow.
We became one that night.
Yeah.
Oh,
you know
that
what
was
I mean?
Your
it
first
was more of like a, you know, when you cut
blood,
your
blood
hand.
Handshake.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it, like to me, it felt like a blood handshake. It felt like a, wow, we are closer
Unity.
Now. We are brothers.
Brotherhood.
For life.
No, but you have to do it back.
Oh, hell no.
We are not brothers.
As long as it happens one way.
No. But okay.
Yeah. Other things that's happened where he's got me back, but we will not discuss that.
Oh, well, perfect timing. We were just going to ask what other ways he's gotten you back.
I'm not talking about it. It's so disgusting.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm picturing much. Other things.
Ew,
which
yeah.
I know my mind
is wandering now.
Okay.
Shall we roll the intro?
Hit it.
I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
Woo!
Should we come up with a new jingle?
Woo!
I like that jingle. Should we come up with a jingle?
That's our jingle. Song.
No. The I'm Remy. I'm Alicia. The I'm Zane. I'm Heath.
That's literally what the intro says.
What the intro is.
No, it's.
Okay, let's do it.
No.
Why don't you start it off?
You guys never understand me. I feel so alone all the time. You guys just don't get it. I'm a visual, like, I'm a creative mind, you know?
No, but, like, we need a plan sometimes.
I'm a visual,
it's
crazy.
I'm a visual.
I'm a muse.
I'm a visual. Is that the term? I'm a visual? No, I'm a vice.
Visionary.
No.
I'm a vice.
Visionary, a vice.
I'm a vice.
I'm a vice.
You have
you know,
a vice.
You guys don't understand me. I'm a visual.
You're a visionary.
Visionary.
Yeah.
Visionary.
He's ahead of his time.
Yeah. All right, let's do the intro. Was that the intro? Did I do it already?
Honestly, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, we don't always have to say our names after we already say our names. Already.
Yeah.
What if they don't?
My question is, who says, oh, in the intro? Is it you or is it me?
Here's the thing.
One of you guys.
People always comment. They're like, who is it?
I always thought it was you.
I think it was Alicia.
I think it's Alicia.
Yeah, it sounds like you.
Oh. It kind of does.
Yeah.
Oh.
But I wonder where they got it from.
We should ask the guy that mixed the music and see.
Yeah. Well, I remember... The first time I heard it, I was like, ooh, I love hearing the oh. And then Zane's like, I don't hear it. I was like, you don't hear it? Like, it's so odd. Do you still not hear it?
Remember, I don't hear it. I can't hear it. I'm a visionary.
Oh, right.
You're right. You have to get rid of other senses.
I lost sense in my ear.
I'm a visual. Yeah. You know what, though? In K-pop, the prettiest girl is the visual.
What does that mean?
What do you mean?
Like, in K-pop, there's different, like, positions almost. And they form the groups with a visual in mind. Like it's their,
like an
their
equation.
Title is the visual. Oh. And like they are the, usually it's like the Korean beauty standard. So like for Blackpink, I think the visual is Jisoo.
Okay. Or, you're saying she's like the prettiest out of all of them?
Yes, prettiest like by Korean beauty standards.
Got, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So when it comes to like our show, we would say like I'm the, you're I'm the visual.
I knew that was coming, yeah.
Cool, clearly, okay, yeah. I saw that.
Yeah, saw that from a mile
so,
away.
So, and then there's other people that are more like for like the singing yeah. aspect
or like
of
the
it,
comedy. The
there's like a dancing, sorry guys, my brain is not on yet today, but there's like the best that like the singers, there's the dancers, there's like the visual line, that's what it is, it's line.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So and then there's the leader, and then there's also the oldest and the youngest. So those are all like little positions that can be given.
Whoa.
To a
they have it down
I
to
like
a
that.
Science.
I like that they think about
something
that.
For everybody.
It's very formulaic.
Just I like that. Just like this pod. Mm-hmm. Very formulaic.
No, mm-hmm. I think we're all idiots.
I mean, our sign.
No, I'm kidding. No, there's like clear two, separation of two in this room, for sure. We have this side and that side.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, well, careful what you say about this side.
I know, it's just, I feel like it's just very clear, you know?
What's the difference?
Yeah.
I think this side's a little bit more like ditzy and boop, boop.
Pee-pee-cocky is crazy.
And this side is the more like, you know, the moo, like serious.
Okay, Rem.
Okay, you know boom. I mean?
Okay, testosterone.
Boom. Testosterone. Okay, nine times testosterone.
Yeah, guys, it's also like 7:30 in the morning. We decided to get up really early.
Hey, maybe, you know, I doubt I even will read comments, but maybe they can let us know the difference between the sides. Maybe there'll be some better things.
Comment down below what you think is the main difference.
Roast
in the room.
Shit out of us.
please don't.
Yeah, no.
We don't want that.
I'm going to cry
no,
again.
No, guys.
Or no, do it. Us. I'll delete them. I'll delete every bad comment.
Okay.
Good luck.
Mwah, all the block.
Mwah.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
All the Patreon comments.
What?
Your little army.
The strongest army.
Wait, what would you give your like fandom name? Like in K-pop? I keep bringing it
back.
The
Hijizzies.
The Hijizzies?
Jizzies?
The Hijizzies.
Hijizzies.
Hey, my little jizzes.
Now, how my little jisters?
Jister.
Jizz squad.
Ew.
Jizzy babies.
Jizzy baby.
When I was smoking, mine was the nicotines.
No, teens
or the girls, the Nicorettes.
Okay.
Have you ever tried any of the things I got you for Christmas?
Because
I got you. Yes. Good answer.
Wait, the box that you got
me.
Yes, yeah. Oh, the personal box.
How are the nails?
I have not tried the nails. Obviously, look, they're getting shorter by the day.
I actually just asked Zane for the first time to really break down the nail biting, and I got to understand why and how he does it.
Okay.
And I've never really thought about it until we were like talking about it yesterday, and I was looking at him because you know like the soft spot under the nail where it gets like super sensitive?
Yeah.
You can like rip your nail and it'll peel fine, but if you cut it a little bit too much, you hit like that.
That like
it hurts.
The skin that's like bumpy.
It's like a
croony. Yeah.
It's like the white part of like a watermelon almost.
Yeah.
The rind.
Yes. The rind. Yes. Pretty much.
Where that's super tender. So he nibbles all on that to like feel the sensation.
Oh. Do you do it to feel something?
To feel something like I'm getting a hit?
Yeah.
Is
it just like a little, it's like a tick.
Not a tick, but it's something where I'm doing, I don't even notice it. You know what I mean? I'm just I'm biting, and my mom will be like, "Stop biting your nails," and I'm like, "What do you mean?" But I don't even realize I'm doing it.
Is it? I didn't realize it's more of like the tip of the finger versus the nail, right? Or yeah, are you biting
I
the
also
nail?
Learned that he chews the skin.
Cal chews like, the skin. I was gonna say
it's so bad. But like, I do it with like, I think it's the motion of like peeling a scab.
Yeah.
Like I'm always like playing. I'll have a scab in my knee. I'm just like.
You just need like a fidget thing.
I'll be on. I love when I get a good scab.
Yeah. Or like when you're sunburned and you just wanted like that last.
So good.
Yeah, I understand like picking your face when you're like pores and shit. Like it's so bad though.
But it's such a bad habit, and I get like. Every day I look at them just like, Zane, just stop.
Just put
just
the
stop
thing
for
on.
A few months and they will grow back. But like my mind keeps telling me that like, Zane, your nails are never going to look the same again.
No,
you know
they will.
What you can do? People put like a hair tie or like a rubber band on their wrist. And when you catch yourself doing it, you like pull it and it tricks your brain into thinking like, that's a bad thing. Don't do it. Don't do it.
I pull myself.
Yeah. You just pull like a rubber band, like a little
it's like
snap.
A stop it.
Yeah, like
no.
Stop.
You know
and
what
it
you need?
Your brain.
You need Invisalign because like it's just like it's like a mouth guard.
You couldn't chew them if you wanted to.
You couldn't
to.
Chew them the way you'd want to.
Because you have because you have like a mouth guard on. Mm-hmm.
Zane would be
huh.
Yeah.
Exactly.
The noise.
And you know what? People keep sending me like videos of people that bit their nails for years and their nails start like growing fungus and shit. And that always scares me. And then I swipe and I'm just like,
wait, try this.
Zane looked at mine after we were talking about it. He's like, ooh, that's a buffet for me. He said, ooh, he said, that's
look how much nail he has. I'm like, I would go to town on those.
No. A lot of people struggle with biting their nails though. Yeah. Jordan, when you go to his house, you should get the cuticle thing.
That'll be nice.
These are so gross. Look.
It's not that.
Let me see.
It's not that bad. They're just little nubs.
Oh, the way he's showing me is this. It's like, let me see.
They're really not that bad. They just are short.
They're not as bad as Jordan. Go get the thing.
She was shaking her hands. You like, they're not, she's like, they're not as bad as.
It's not.
They're really not that bad. You make it sound like they're going to be like bloody and like bruised.
Also, now that you say that, I've noticed anytime we're like vlogging or doing a taste test something, you always show stuff kind of like this.
When I'm like, when we're all breaking off a piece, I try not to like break off. Like I
use your fingers.
Use my fingers because I like feel so bad that my nails look so. Like even on my last day, like I'm grabbing something and I'm trying so hard to hide my fucking nails because it's so gross.
You know what's so much worse than that? Imagine you had like dirty ass.
That's true. They could be really long.
No, they're not. Yeah, they're not dirty. They're always clean.
They don't have
a
chance to get dirt under there.
Yeah. The dirt's like, where do we go?
You're so clean.
It's impossible.
No.
It's actually really easy to clean my nails.
You shouldn't be so insecure about it.
Yeah. But I did try the fake nail on top of it. My girl Susie, love you. She put the fake nails on. But again, I chewed them right off. It looked a little weird. It looked like, you know what it looked like? My stepdad once he cut his like whole finger off, like half his finger off on like the it was like a Peloton type thing where his finger got cut. And his nail now looks like kind of weird. I feel like that's what my nails are gonna look like once they grow out. It's just gonna look weird because of like all the damage I've done throughout the years. So it's just gonna like grow this like kind of weird.
No.
My grandpa, when he was younger, he slammed his middle finger in something and it split it in half.
Oh.
And for the rest of his life, he has a split down his
like
nail.
Like a hoof.
Two nails that like. I don't know if it damaged like deep up in here.
Oh,
but
yeah.
But something happens. So
yeah,
it grows in like a claw.
Does it look sick?
Well, he called it the claw when I was younger.
The claw.
And that was like, he was like, the claw's going to get you.
Oh my God. I would run up those stairs.
The trauma of getting tickled by the claw.
Ew.
Oh.
Imagine those scratches
the
though.
The claw is crazy.
Like a double scratch. Uh-huh. Oh yeah. Right there.
It opens up. It's like a beetle. Yeah. Like a little pincher. Yeah.
You know, one time I met a guy with six toes and I freaked out. We were at a nightclub in like Miami, I think.
And wore sandals?
Well, no. I think we were all just drinking, like just having fun. And then he's like, guys, you know, I got
party
six toes.
Trick, yeah,
party trick.
It was a party trick. And we're like, there's no way. Pulls out his feet. I have a picture. I got to find it. We'll show it. pulls out his feet, and I could not believe it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And it looks like a regular foot, but just 6 toes.
Was it didn't look like one was growing out the side?
Was it another pinky?
No, it was like perfectly out. Like it looked like it.
Yeah, was it like a big, not the big toe. Was it like a second toe, third toe? Like size wise, you know, they get smaller.
Girl, I'm going to have to go find it. I can't even remember because it looks so normal.
I'm looking up. Six.
Just imagine just a toes. Foot, but just the thing, the width of the feet were perfect with the 6 toes.
Did you looking it? Up somebody with it?
Yeah, weird?
It looked like that, but it didn't even look that weird. It's like I saw it from the top, and it was just like, it was a beautiful 6-toed foot.
Zane's turned on.
No, it was. I took a selfie with it. I was like, and the feet were right here.
I bet he has really good balance.
Oh yeah.
Like, isn't it, his toes on the ground.
Isn't it weird though that like if we all just had 6 toes, it'd be normal?
I know.
Like what if 4 toes was normal and now we all have 5?
I think 4 toes sounds normal.
What if 6 toes is normal and 5 is not and he's normal?
No, he is normal.
We're all supposed to have actually 6 toes.
But if like, you could have like an extra
limb
appendage, what would it be?
Liver.
Extra liver?
Yeah.
Okay. Good answer.
Why are you laughing, Remy? My doctor said that my liver is a weak.
Appendage.
It was just so quick. What would I have?
Sorry. I think an extra arm would be super
helpful. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You imagine you vlogging, go hold the light.
Oh, my God, the light.
The amount of times that I'm, like, carrying stuff, I'm like, if I just had one more that arm. Could just, like, come out
but
the
But, again,
like,
would that just be normal?
3 arms is not normal.
No, but like,
that's crazy.
If we or all had 4, it, it would be
like
normal.
Like, another 2, whoa. Like, lower.
You would look like a guy from Mortal Kombat. What's his name?
Yeah.
Jordan, I know you know who I'm talking about.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Goro.
Imagine the like a four-armed hug, like, and you're just like
the
you
cuddling.
Got two coming out here, and you're just like, I love you, and you're just like,
Remy would want an extra finger so she can have another wedding ring on it.
I was gonna say like another mouth. I could do double podcasting and be done
and
so much
things.
Sooner.
No, but the thing is that the double mouth would suck because you can never use the other mouth because you just. The other mouth is just moving. Well,
imagine two Remy's talking at once.
Yeah. Oh my God, just fighting with each other.
Let me talk. Let me say something. Let me just turn her head.
But like, I could use one, and then when I get tired, I could use the other one.
Okay.
You know, like I don't really.
Your
have
mouth
voice
gets
right
more
now.
Tired. Oh,
I don't really,
oh,
but
so
like a whole esophagus would be nice.
It'd be like Nightmare Before Christmas. The mayor who like his face changes, your mouth just like changes to a new mouth.
But I wish they both had like different mental,
added to the list.
Different stories,
different energies, energies. Like one is like really
Dr.
like hyped
Jekyll
up and the other
and
one's like tired
Mr.
from talking.
Hyde.
So you just turn and
yes.
you're like, all right, I'm ready to talk. Yes. I need that
like
too.
Tap it in.
Right.
Yeah,
like,
tap it in.
If y'all were wearing headphones, I just said a hilarious joke, but no one heard it.
Did you?
Go ahead.
I was singing Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, but it was funny.
Oh.
But it was funny because I was like, no one heard. And then I go, oh. I wonder why they didn't hear.
I know Dr. Jekyll. Oh, Jerry.
Jerry. Who knows?
Jerry. I miss him so much.
I hope he's well.
I still genuinely thought we were going to get murdered that night.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
What if we did? And this is all a dream after.
I think that all the time, Heath. Yeah. When I almost get hit by a car.
All the time, Heath.
I almost got hit by a car yesterday. And I was like, there is a universe where I did get hit by the car. You know, in the multiverse.
Yeah. Like I wonder like what dead people, like people that have died already. I wonder if any of them like experience that where like they still think they're living.
Oh, it could be us. All I know is heaven has to be better than this. Not this podcast, but like.
Because I am a miserable.
Man, you know.
So what happened with the accident? Were on the highway?
It was on a side street. It was just getting off my exit. And
was it the two Tacomas that you're talking about, or the two trucks?
No, this was yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
I just almost got hit. Someone ran up. You know what I always get really nervous too? When you are like the line leader and you're at a red light and it goes green, some people run.
Remy at the light.
Anyone need to use the bathroom?
That's when my taillights were broken. I had to like that ran a Mitsubishi Galant, my $3,000 car. Yeah, I had it was always out, so I
like the bikers who like yeah.
All the time.
You know what? At least you people do not still use their signal. Blinkers. Yeah. Yes, people do not use it. Their blinkers.
Okay, sorry. So you were the line leader.
You know when like you're at a red light and then it turns green. And you're not supposed to go immediately because sometimes cars going the perpendicular way will go through a red light and then boom, T-bone, boom, dead. So I waited and a car ran a red light.
Especially in California, they all run, like the running the reds out here is worse than
you
any
have
other
to because the lights are not only so quick, but a lot of them don't have left signal
a
turn.
Left yield, a left,
yeah. So you have to like run that like yellow red light to even make it.
There is an understood, like unspoken thing when driving in LA, at least one car can go for every red, so most of the time, too.
Yeah.
Like there's this weird, so I can't imagine. Like learning to drive here when you're used to like a small town, like could not imagine.
No,
I will say one thing that only happens in California that I wish other states like adopted. Anytime that there's a fire truck or an EMS, any sort of like emergency vehicle, everybody pulls completely over and comes to a stop.
Yeah.
They're pretty good here, no?
No, this is the only
like
state
that
I've seen it.
Really?
No, in Florida, everybody just keeps, anytime a fire truck's coming, everybody just keeps going.
Is it because not many, wait, but there's still like.
I don't know
that's
why.
That's California
it's
law.
Yeah.
Only California,
over.
I've
or
seen
if
it.
You can't pull over because it would like cause more of a ruckus to pull over, you just stop in the middle.
Yeah.
I think in Florida, a lot of people just like don't, they'll probably move to the side, but they don't stop is because the streets are just wider.
Yeah,
so like fire trucks can really just get through without like, unless there's like traffic. But in LA, you can't get past that. You can't get through anything because there's traffic
everybody
everywhere.
Everybody here is very good about that, about making sure that the emergency drivers can just get through everything.
Because they know how, we all know how tight the city is. Like,
oh my God. Everybody did that. That's crazy.
Yeah.
No.
I will say, and this isn't abusing the system in any way, but
I know exactly what you're about to say.
When you drive behind the fire truck because they're just clearing the road and you're just like, woo!
I think that's super illegal, right?
I mean,
to drive behind a fire truck, like,
but there has to be someone, like, you know,
somebody's got to go next.
Yeah, I volunteer.
Just or like, when you, advantage. Or when you, like, when people will pull in with, like, a cemetery service or what do they call it? Like, where you have the
I was
motorcade.
About to say urine, a hearse.
Yes, so when they have like the police escort with like a hearse and everything, in Florida, this happened all the time. People would jump in that line with the people that are going, and they would just fly through traffic.
Oh my God. See, what I think of is like, you know when there's like a parade, and then you're like, the parade ends, but then you're like the first one next, and it feels like you're walking in the parade. Mm-hmm. It's giving
part of the
that.
Parade, yeah.
But it's clearly you're not.
One time I got a speeding ticket. This was crazy. In Florida, I was on my way to work and I was running late to the Miami airport and I was following a cop that did not have his sirens on, right? It was like just a cop that was not off duty, but like he didn't have his sirens on. Yeah. And he was driving and I was behind the cop and I figured as long as I'm driving as fast as the cop,
you're okay.
And I should be fine. Again, he didn't have his sirens on, so he was not on his way in emergency or nothing. I kept driving behind him. I probably went up like 7 miles over the speed limit. I'm like, I'm good behind the cop. And all of a sudden he merges, right? And then he slows down, goes right behind me, and stops him for a ticket.
No, really?
You could fight that.
Yeah, well, it was unbelievable. And then when he stopped me, he was like, you know how fast you're going? I was like, I'm so sorry. I was just going as fast as you were. I thought that would be fine. He was like, absolutely not. And then he gave me a ticket.
Wow.
That's crazy. Yeah.
You know what I've always heard? That only highway police can pull you over on the freeway. Is that true?
I don't. I've seen so many cops like not highway patrol.
Really?
Okay. I see always highway patrol when it's like a long highway, like the, you know, when you're traveling like
four
from
or five.
Like a yeah. big road trip. Oh, yeah. I always thought that you could only get stopped by a highway police.
Jurisdiction stuff, I would imagine.
Because you should ask Ryan.
Because each one has a goal because they're trying to hit their number. So if they see a cop that's not highway patrol taking like their.
Oh, I have the answer. No. While highway patrol officers are often most commonly seen on freeways, any law enforcement officer with jurisdiction over the area can pull you over on a freeway, including local police officers from nearby cities. It's not exclusive only to highway patrol.
As long as you're in your jurisdiction. Okay.
I never thought about jurisdiction like a certain area. Like you have to be in a certain area to stop somebody. Never thought of that. I thought any cop anywhere. Mm. If a cop decided they want to travel to another state, I'm like, all right.
But that is that why, like, in some movies, when, like, there's, like, a chase... Well, I guess, never mind.
And it goes into the next, like...
Yeah, then...
The cops all stop, and then next batch? I never thought of that.
Well, they would call ahead to the other, like, place and be like, we're...
Oh. At that point, I didn't even think jurisdiction mattered. Like, let's just catch this guy. I didn't think they're like, oh, nope, this isn't our...
Here's my question. Like, with OJ and the car chase, then, when he's driving all around LA, like, are other cops, like, coming in and, like...
Maybe because it was like
itself.
Was that an FBI level? Like, I'm sure there's
also where was he running from?
What started the chase, right?
Yeah.
Well, he was on the run because they went to go arrest him, and then
he
was on the run with it, like his cousin or something. And that's I got to see it live. That like,
I know.
I was just watching the newest doc that they came out with, which I was really surprised.
I'm good?
Like another doc. I watched it because I was like, there's no way they're putting out another doc on like Netflix without some new information, right?
Yeah.
Everything was pretty much similar until the very, very end. I'll just tell you because there's no point in watching the whole doc if you've seen it already. But they were interviewing his agent or somebody that like that was like part of his team, and OJ and him were talking in like his backyard or something, and he goes, OJ, like what really happened that night? And OJ looks at me and he goes, if she wasn't holding a knife at the door, she would still be alive today.
He said that?
He said that right to him. And he never told anybody until this documentary that came out.
OJ's dead.
He just died.
But that's what the person said.
That's what the agent said. He's like, if she wasn't holding a knife at the door when she opened it, she would still be alive today. So I'm guessing it triggered him, grabbed the knife from her hand and just, isn't that crazy
allegedly.
Though?
Allegedly.
What?
Allegedly.
Yeah, but he's dead, so.
Another thing they don't teach you in school is that, like, you can be a lawyer for dead people. Like, for...
Oh.
Like, cut them off. Cut it! Allegedly.
No, like Michael Jackson's estate. Like, you can still be a lawyer for, like, them.
Yeah.
Yes, for their stuff. Passed. Yeah, because, like, I feel like it's still, real, like, the families.
So when
like,
there's documentaries out and stuff, like, you can act, like, it's, I didn't know that.
Protecting their name. Yeah, yeah. That makes sense.
My parents told me, because my brother played high school football and ended up playing against OJ's kid.
Oh.
And no
OJ,
way.
OJ was in the stands and all the parents were going up, taking pictures with him.
Wow. Like, especially football. Like, that's his, yeah.
Weird. Like, everybody was, like, fangirling.
Oh,
and, like,
my God. That,
because it was
that's
OJ's
so
brother.
Crazy.
Just, like, oh.
His kid.
Oh, sorry. His
so
kid.
He
sorry.
He was
sorry.
There
sorry.
Watching the game.
Yeah.
And people just saw him in the stands and were, like.
Oh.
That'd be so
that's
hard.
That's really sad.
Oh, my God.
Like, being the kid and just, like.
Having those
that.
Shoes to fill too, like as
well,
far as like
also,
talent.
There's a theory that it was the kid.
Yeah, there was a theory.
Sorry.
Have you ever heard? No, I heard that. Kate Hudson has talked about how she, when she was a kid, she lived in Brentwood with her family, and her brother and her like went outside because there was like a big commotion, and her dad, Kurt Russell. And
crazy.
There's somebody else there too. Like all the dads like ran out when they hear the police going, like police sirens and everything, because. OJ ended up in Brentwood.
Yes.
That's where he drove to.
Yeah.
So she like went out on her lawn and like all like she's literally a kid and he's like getting arrested like in the street or whatever happened. But she's like that was one of her like core first memories.
I asked my parents, I was like, do you remember that happening? And they're like, yeah, we saw it on TV. And it's just so weird because I'm sure there's like stuff now that there'll be crazy.
Yeah.
You know.
When I asked my mom, she was like, I don't really like remember. I wasn't really paying attention. I'm like, Mom, if this happened today, like this big star running away. Like, I feel like everybody like,
imagine,
would be
like,
paying
Justin
attention.
Justin Bieber, you're watching a live police chase, and he's just like, fuck it.
That would be insane.
That is
And
true.
It was so different because then I feel like celebrities were almost gods, you know? Like, yeah. Without social, like, now I feel like it wouldn't be as cool, not as cool, but like as crazy of a shock. Where I feel like then it was just so, oh my God.
And everybody was just there like with signs and
yeah.
shit.
Yeah,
like,
yo, people were buying Ford Broncos because of yeah. him. Like,
what was it? They said it in the documentary too, like the spike up for Ford Broncos were insane yep. after that chase.
Everybody wanted one.
Because that's the only time you ever hear about a white Ford Bronco is like
yeah,
OJ.
White it, Ford really? Bronco.
Insane.
On the 405.
So cool. Oh yeah, I want to buy one.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
I'm assuming cool. We've all seen O.J. Simpson versus the People.
Yeah, I love that series. They did such
one
an amazing
of the best. It's like a mini series. You have to watch it. Have you it seen is it? So, so good. The acting, the casting, everyone looks like identical to the original People.
I heard it's really good.
Yeah, they just killed it. Is that, they really made you like that? Made me want to watch the doc.
Let's not say killed it. They did a very good job.
It's too early for this.
Yeah, it really
my
is.
My brain
I'm waking up
right
still.
Now. I know.
We should start recording this early more.
I like it. I feel
we know you
energy.
Like it. Let's film at 7 a.m.
We got a video of Heath this morning on the freeway at like 6:45 a.m. screaming while driving the bus over here.
Who's driving this bus?
As soon as I saw that video, I'm like, fuck it, the energy he has right now. I wish.
Yeah, I got the RV got delivered to my house last night yep. because we're taking our road trip today.
Ooh.
Did like a full breakdown. The lady like taught me everything about it, how to run the generators and the power in the back, all sorts of stuff. And then this morning I got in it and I was just me and the open road. Oh,
the open road, literally Ventura.
Bumper,
open
bumper
road.
To bumper.
Bumper to bumper traffic coming here. The whole, literally 45
Did you get
minutes.
Any like waves, any looks like, or any like just disgust like, oh God, this asshole.
You know what? I felt super incognito.
That's
nobody.
Good.
I just felt like I blended in.
Is it because you were high? Like you couldn't see any
yeah,
of the, like, the
and
peasants on the ground?
What's weird bubble? Is like I was driving like cautiously. I'm like, you know, I'm in a big vehicle and I'm getting people passing me in like tractor trailers and semis. I'm like, oh, this thing can handle it. And then I can go faster.
Yeah.
But it brought me back because I used to have a Travel Channel driving like RVs and stuff. So
you
it just
did?
Felt, that's yeah. when I first, that's, that was
that's
my
how, that's
first.
How we started. After
the
Ryan.
Lore that you guys have is crazy.
We've lived so many lives.
No, it's crazy.
Yeah, my first YouTube channel was with Elton, TFIL, and we just took an RV like-
TFIL?
The fuck it list.
The fuck it list.
Oh, that's cute.
And they-
so,
and
did you trademark her?
No.
That's funny.
No, remember Heath and I didn't even trade. Like, we were just like, oh, yeah. We'll never get in trouble.
So, like, every single thing we did was, like, part of, like, bucket list things that we wanted to, like, cross off.
Yeah.
So, it was, like, an adventure type channel
that's
thing.
That's iconic.
How many years were you doing that for?
I think we did it for a year.
It felt a lot longer than
after
that.
After Vine?
Yes.
Oh. Yeah, so, you did you make appearances YouTube. Or
this
no?
This was before I had my own, like, personal channel.
Got it, yeah. got it.
We were all pretty much vlogging on our own channels, and then he had a channel with Elton where they were out doing, it was pretty much like, we were all filming the same shit while he was out filming like adventure stuff.
Oh my God, it's a full circle moment.
Daily.
You were posting daily, wow. Damn, that's crazy.
So I drove an RV all up and down California, then we flew to Australia.
No way.
Rented an RV there, drove over all over
that's
Australia.
So cool.
It was
really
like
fun.
MacCon before MacCon.
That's so cool for you.
tried Vegemite for the first time in Australia.
Vegemite, what is that? Is that powder?
It's like a spread. It's this. I hated it.
I think I tried it and I didn't like it.
It's really strong.
It's like yeast. It's like a natural, like really, really like, yeah, like
You really are disgusting.
I actually don't even know how to describe it, but it's like, yeah, it's like a butter almost. Like a, like kind of, not Nutella.
Is it good?
Like, it's very,
veggie.
It's very
like nutritional yeast.
It's like similar. I don't think it's like a, yeah, pungent's a perfect word. Let me look it up. Exactly. I just know the flavor's crazy.
I put way too much. I spread it like it was peanut butter. Like
you liked
thick.
It.
Thick. Very, very strong. I realized you have to put a thin,
what
very minimum.
What flavor
it's
does
strong.
It taste like?
I'm guessing it's not made
savory?
With veggies.
I don't know what it is.
More
salty.
Sweet?
Okay. Yes. Okay, here we go. Vegemite tastes salty, savory, and umami with a slightly bitter taste. It's often described as having a meaty flavor similar to rich stock or demi-glaze.
It's like, a beef bouillon cube.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine just...
Oh.
It's a thick, dark brown Australian food spread made from leftovers brewer's yeast extract.
Wow.
Ew.
It's very, very strong.
What do you people eat that with, though?
Toast.
On bread.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like that's like how you normally eat it?
Yeah, you would just put that on like a piece of bread.
It kind of looks like Nutella.
Oh, I thought it was like light brown.
No.
It's black. It's
I was dark. Picturing it in like a Spam bottle, like blue with yellow writing.
I feel like maybe you've seen that. You've probably seen this. This is like the...
Yeah.
I've seen that, yeah.
You can get it at World Market.
Is it healthy?
I would assume so. High in sodium.
High sodium. I'd blow up. I don't do good with sodium.
You should try it just to like say you've tried it.
Should I be like a Vegemite creator?
Oh, it's got a lot of health benefits.
Lots of
to
vitamin
it.
C and riboflavin.
It does. Riboflavin.
Wait, if you get a deal with Vegemite, I'd scream.
No.
You look like you would.
Yeah. Oh, don't. No, that's rude.
Wait, what do you? What if someone likes Vegemite? Who's listening?
Nobody eats Vegemite.
Oh, a lot of people love. Or
I'm telling you right now.
Do you guys know what I think it's Australian people call sprinkles?
Mm-mm. What?
Like rainbow dust. Sprinkles. They call them hundreds and thousands.
No, that's really cool.
Yeah. When they're like, hey, can I have some hundreds and thousands on?
I'm sorry, but that's too many syllables.
Yeah, it's a lot of words.
Can I have more?
Hundreds and thousands?
Yeah, hundreds and thousands are their sprinkles.
Whoa.
And they do something called, I think it's fairy toast or something, where they put toast and then butter and then just cover it in sprinkles.
Ooh. Would
that
you ever?
That sounds good.
It sounds good, right?
Would you ever make cinnamon sugar toast?
Yes. Oh, my God.
Fuck
that
me.
Was our dessert.
But the cheap way, right?
Yeah.
It's like that,
yeah.
Just like with a regular toast.
If you wanted pancakes or waffles, you would just do your normal toast, like so much butter, and then a thick layer of sugar
cinnamon
and cinnamon.
Cinnamon and sugar. Oh, my God.
We had
fairy bread. Sorry, you and I get into that.
Wow.
That looks good.
It looks so good.
Yeah, my parents had a jar of cinnamon and sugar that they would mix that we would just put it on everything.
My mom would make it all the time, too.
I found this,
it was like very cheap to make, too. It was just like a cheap breakfast.
I found this TikTok that was like, you knew you grew up poor in the 90s if this was in your dinner rotation. And I felt personally attacked.
Wait, what were some of the things?
Hamburger Helper. I had that two times a week.
I think that stuff is good.
I loved Hamburger Helper.
I remember thinking that was like a splurge because I'd go to my friend's house and they'd make it. And I'm like,
not a big fan of the smell of it.
We had Salisbury steak all the time.
I don't think we had that.
It's like a hamburger patty.
It looks like a hamburger patty with like sauce and you came in like this tray that you would like heat it up.
Ooh.
That was a treat. We were having steak tonight.
We were pumped.
And you love your steak now.
Mm-hmm. So that was like.
Were they cheap?
Yeah.
Like the price? Okay.
But I'm sorry. I love a microwavable meal.
Me too.
Kids cuisine.
Oh.
I love it. I do.
Cutting the dessert.
Stouffer's a lean
cut
cuisine.
Cut that edge around it.
Hell yeah.
I'd always like boil hot dogs and throw it on my mac and cheese.
Oh my God, yeah.
That was another one. It was hot dogs with mac and cheese and then also beanie weenies. Had beanie weenies all.
Beanie weenies.
What's beanie weenies?
Hot dogs and beans?
Baked beans, and you boil hot dogs and cut them into like little.
What are you, English?
English?
Oh my God.
What are we, English?
What are you?
So good.
Oh my God. No, I never had that.
My grandma would always make baked beans.
We would do baked beans and then a potato chip, and you scoop it.
Ooh, and then people eat with cottage cheese.
It's just like stuff that you just didn't think. Like, that was just dinner, baby. That was we were fed.
And our parents were like, pinching dimes. Is that the term?
Pinching pennies.
And our parents were pinching dimes, you know?
Have you guys?
Oh, you had money.
My brother.
We have pennies.
We were pinching pennies.
My brother and I always send back and forth the meme that it's like the kid playing the Dance Dance Revolution or like playing with the Wii and then the dad in the back, like during the 2008 recession, like the kids having no idea what's going on.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm.
It was a crazy time.
Wow. That was me with Rock Band.
I know
you were banging on them drums, huh?
I was on the real ones. We didn't have the
never had a
Rock Band. No.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
What?
Rock Band was.
I know.
It.
Here
Do you think,
I am.
I mean, I played it.
Rock it like
Do you think you would have been good at that game?
I feel like it honestly, like rhythm wise, yeah, but it actually is not as similar to playing real drums.
Because
it's just like.
Even
know.
The guitar doesn't make sense either.
Yeah. Yellow, red, blue.
Ooh, me? I was.
Wait. Okay, I have a question. Like, what songs do you correlate with games like that? Like for me,
Sandstorm. For Dance Dance Revolution.
I think Dance Dance Revolution. Cause every time we touch, I get this feeling.
I need to add that to my karaoke list.
That's a good karaoke song.
There was somebody in that game that looked just like me, and they would always screenshot it and send it to me. Like,
Dance Dance Revolution? Are you
in this game? They thought they actually got me dancing.
Wait, Just Dance?
Or you're thinking Just Dance, right?
Maybe Just Dance. Okay, yeah. I always got like sent it.
Wait, and it's funny though, because like there is a possibility like that could have been you. Do you know what I mean?
They just use my face.
Like, wait, as a kid or like when you're older?
No. Like it was like me with a beard. It was like a guy that looked just like me.
I feel like as a fan, if I saw, I'd be like, whoa, like that's not unheard of that like they got Zayn Hijazi to do that. You know,
there's a girl on TikTok who always shows she is a Just Dance dancer, and she like wears the crazy wig and outfit, and then does the dance moves, and they film her, and then they turn her into like the video game.
They also have all the sensors. Yeah.
I want to be on one.
You are.
Just imagine, like, I want to do it.
That would be a really fun job. All the people that are put on the motion things for like video games.
Yeah.
I would like voice acting for a video game.
You're doing like your dodge rolls. You're doing like all the moves and stuff.
That would be so fun. And then you have to like do the voice for like when you're hit, like,
yeah.
Or like fall damage.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I just saw this this interview of Auli'i Carvalho, the one who plays Moana. Mm-hmm. And she was talking about like she was on a radio show, and she was saying how like she just showed it really quickly, but like how when you fall it's like ugh, and then when you fall up it's like ugh, and she like does it so well. Whoa. Though
the
it's
difference
crazy. I have to play it because it really was that good.
I love that stuff. Like that would be.
Do you think there's like a like? Do they have? Like, I was trying to look it up.
I saw it too. I was like, we're not playing the game yet.
Headphones upside down.
It's actually kind of nice. My fingers are like whatever. It'd be cool if there was like a activity or something where you can put on the motion things and like do that stuff. But I don't know, like they probably don't do that.
Does your voice sound upside down when you talk?
Yeah, it's like reverse actually.
Close your eyes and imagine like Moana. It's because it sounds like her, obviously, like the movie.
Okay.
Falling down. Usually only takes, you know, maybe 5 minutes to get all of the, we call it walla. There's falling up. And then there's falling down. There's punches. There's me getting punched.
Like it's
that's
isn't
really
it good.
Good
idea.
Right?
Yeah. What if we make our own sound effects for this show?
Oh my god! And we have the board.
We have the board.
I think that's a great idea.
It's pretty crazy. Like when she was saying it, I'm like, I imagine Moana literally like falling down or like going upwards.
hear me out. For a Patreon video, we should take some sort of cartoon or some sort of clip for characters that, like, we don't know. Like, we don't have a voice or anything mm-hmm. to it, and it's silent. And we have to do the voiceover for, like, a five-minute,
my
like,
dream. As a trained voice actor, I would love that.
What was your last voice acting?
That Nickelodeon show.
Oh, yeah. What was it again?
I can't say. I'm under NDA.
Oh, it's not out yet.
No, it's coming out this year.
What?
I know a star.
Are we going to the premiere?
Let's have a premiere.
Oh, we make it.
We make our own premiere.
Did we talk about this already?
I think we did. Yeah, I'm sure.
I never asked you outside of the show. That's why I forgot. Damn. We'll okay. See. All right, we'll talk after.
It's coming out soon.
Sick.
That would be fun.
I want a line. I think I'd be really good. God, I think I'd be really good at voice acting.
This seems like such a blast.
I wonder if voice actors make a lot of money.
They do.
They do.
They make more than like regular actors.
No, my friend's brother is like one of the main voice actors, and he's done so many like superheroes and all this stuff, and he just has a studio in his house just like this. So,
yeah, I think Mila Kunis was saying, or not her, but somebody was saying that her in Family Guy, she makes more money off that show than anything she's ever done.
I believe that though, for royalties and things, and she only has to go into the studio like once a week, if that. That's pretty crazy.
But that's scary with like AI and stuff coming out. Like that's such a huge thing for voice act. Like,
oh yeah.
Like I know that there's like rules and laws that they're making around it, but that's so scary that like they technically don't need her voice anymore.
Because they have so many
already have her saying everything. So it's like they could just take it.
Or they could even just use fake voices. Like it doesn't, like it could just be any made up AI voice.
Yeah.
But if I was her, I'd be like, okay, cool, use AI. You're still paying me the same for every episode.
Yeah. I'm just not coming in.
I'm just not coming in now.
Well, I know even with music, like Taylor Swift made a huge thing about how like AI can like be so horrible. So like the fact that someone could like do that and like take their voice, but like not pay them as much as if they were doing it, like that's crazy.
Yeah.
And that makes me think of Taylor Swift Fortnite when she was teasing it before it came out. And people started using AI to like guess what it's gonna sound like. Yeah. And then when Fortnite actually came out, people were like, wait, we like the AI one better.
Oh,
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So she released just a small like little.
No, she just was like, she released the track list and people were like guessing like, oh, I bet this one's gonna be like this. I bet this one's gonna be like that.
Oh, wow. I need to go listen to that because I don't think I ever heard that one.
Yeah. I forget what it was, but there was like a Drake song that was completely AI, but was like really good.
Oh, wow.
It was like
he put it out or someone else put it out?
Somebody else put it out and then it got pulled. It got taken down.
So this is actually crazy while we're talking about AI. When I went to that conference thing, one of the big, there's a huge panel about AI in general and like the different things it's going to do. But one thing that was really interesting, basically it was like, who owns it? Like, even though you make something with AI and you create it, do you own it? Or does the person who AI got inspiration from on the internet own it?
That's true, because it's pulling all the information.
Because it's pulling information or videos, or even if you're editing and using AI, it's still using the internet base as like a thing. So that was a whole thing of like, who actually owns it? And do you have 100% if it's AI or not?
I think the people all for AI, like the top heads that are creating these programs, I think it's going to bite them in the ass. They're going to fucking hate it, and it's going to be too late.
I think so too. I really do.
You know what it reminds me of? You know how like when you were younger and you heard like, one day there's going to be robots that clean your house. And now we look at our Roombas like,
Roomba.
It's a robot that cleans your house, but it's just so different than how you picture it. You know?
Exactly.
So true.
Our heightened imagination of what
what it would be.
Even a watch on your, or a phone on your watch. Like I remember hearing that. I was like, there's no way. That was like so spy. Like, it's like, oh my God, that's like an ancient thing.
Everybody has an Apple Watch
and now it's just like not as, it's like so different than what you
think. And I wonder, like you think like, do they never go too far because of safety? It's like how, like,
well, do you remember when I think it was Casio made a watch that had a camera on it and it was like ahead of its time and people were like excited about it, but then like it turned into a problem
because like putting it
upskirts
of
and shit.
People were being like super weird because it was so discreet and nobody knew it was a camera that it became like an issue, so they had to like stop it.
Even with like personal information too, like just like if you're going to grab something and the card, like someone's credit card's right there, it's just so easy. Because with a phone, obviously you're like, whoa, what are you doing?
But it's weird too, because like, don't you kind of feel bad for the people who are just so ahead of their time? Like now that's so normal. Like, now we have sunglasses with cameras in it.
That's an issue.
I'm seeing a lot of the Ray-Ban Meta glasses videos coming out, like all on TikTok, and you can tell that it's filmed on it, and you're like,
Did you see the one for Zach Bryan, the Zach Bryan one, where the kid was just like filming on his glasses, but you weren't sure? Did they know? Did they know they were being filmed?
I don't think so.
Even when you look at them close, like, I mean, they're really sick. They're really cool. The fact that you can like just have your glasses there. But I remember I saw someone and they had them, and I was like, whoa, are you recording right now? And they're like, yeah. And it's just weird because, like, permission wise too, it's just it's so.
It needs to show like a red dot. Like it's, it needs to. Oh, it
I
does.
Have some. I'll bring them.
It's really.
I have some too. I haven't used it.
I want
yet.
Some.
I got it because I was like, how cool to be cooking and like. Oh, yeah. Getting,
so you're not like holding anything. But yeah.
Your Coachella fight was filmed
on.
On
the Ray-Ban glasses. Coachella?
It was on the compound. The it was really weird. So this like one of like somebody's security guard was being like
a dick,
a little too much, and just being a problem, And then it ended up being, it was late at night, we're all drunk, and he wasn't letting somebody that was like in our house, that stayed at our house, that had a wristband or anything, not letting them through. And, but this started, this was like a snowball effect. Like he was being such a problem all night, mm-hmm. and then this kind of set it off. Mm-hmm. And I tried to be a hero, and I got knocked down so quick. And it was all caught on camera.
Like a physical fight?
No, no, it was more like a choke out and then threw me to the ground.
Like a throw slam.
Oh, he actually touched you. Whoa.
Yeah.
Really bad.
Oh.
And like he was completely in the wrong.
Yeah.
And it was just like, what do you.
Power trip.
Yeah. It was one of those where you see a security guard where you're like, what are you doing?
Oh. And who filmed this on their Meta glasses?
It was a friend of ours that were filming on his, that just filmed everything that got out. But that was the only video that we got pretty much of it. Yeah. We're like, damn, I wish somebody was filming it. And he's like, I was.
Guys.
Playback.
It's like a dash cam for yourself.
Oh my, that's a crazy way to think about it.
Maybe wear it while you're driving. You don't have to get a dash cam.
That's so dystopian. Oh, like the Black Mirror episode with the girl who has like lenses that are like cameras.
That's next.
That.
And then you blink.
And you could go back to see how your interview went.
Ooh, I wouldn't want to see it. I wouldn't want to replay any. Really bad. My anxiety's already bad enough just wondering like how it was. Imagine if you could actually see how
like
bad it was.
Like imagine like with anxiety and you watch back from the night before.
Imagine having like a blackout and you're just like, let me see what I missed.
Wait, but that goes back to what I was saying about like viewers being able to sit here and watch this.
That debrief would
just
be insane.
Being in it? Yeah.
I don't know.
Or you go live.
Or you forget you're live.
Live. You got to connect to your Bluetooth. Sorry, let me connect to my Bluetooth real quick.
Live. L-E-Y-E. V-E. Live.
Take the headphones off. Trademark.
L-E-Y-E-V-E. All right. So you know someone's going to take that. Like that. That's such actually like.
That's good.
Let me see how it's written out. I want to see if it like works.
Or I guess live. Just.
I feel like it has to be capital L, lowercase, capital.
Ooh. It would look like Lave, but wait, no E at the end? Live.
Or the. L, the logo is an I.
An
I. Good. V-E.
And no, big L-E-Y-E-V looks really good.
Wow. Wait, guys, L-E-Y- is this our new venture?
Yeah, who's making contacts that
that looks good. Videos, though?
It's okay, we got Kinect. Like
you're right. It's really good.
I have an optometrist.
Hear me out. So I'm thinking.
I know you want me to get LASIK, but.
You're like, P-R. So hear me out.
I'm a scholar today.
For like 2 days after the wedding, I was having the craziest, most intense nightmares.
Diarrhea.
Ever.
Sorry.
That too.
Intense nightmares. Like I was being, it was so wild. I was being pretty much like, picture this. I was being punished for having a bender at the wedding.
Okay.
Right? And it was like this random dude that I've never like seen in my life. And he was punishing me in this nightmare. But like, I was seeing everybody I knew, but we were in this like realm in this like made up, like almost like London. And I just kept on being
realm.
Like,
I pictured hell.
I was like, please like stop. London. And my punishment was me being like paralyzed and I couldn't move. I'm like, no. And like, I couldn't like breathe and I felt like everything. Right. And normally you don't feel in these like type of dream, but I was feeling everything. And it felt like it was going on for months. Like I could never get out of this. And I keep waking up every like 20 minutes, like
and that, then fall back into it.
And I'll get right into the nightmare. And it kept on going,
Same dream for 3 days.
For two nights. And I looked it up. It's because I stopped taking my Lexapro for 3 days. And one of the main causes is like nightmares. If you stop cold turkey on your Lexapros, that was bad.
Interesting.
But isn't it crazy that like it does it wants to take me to that just punishment?
That is weird. I wonder, like, I know Lexapro helps with like your dopamine and making like you not feel those things. I wonder if like that's your body's reaction to like trying to get out like negativity or something like
that. I don't
know.
To where, like, it's so goes, weird.
Like, to the dream world, just like all darkness, all bad thoughts, just like trying to like push it out through your dreams.
I kept waking up while I'm awake, right? As I'm awake, I'm telling myself like, okay, I won't do it again. I won't do it again. I won't have a bender again. I swear to God, it's not worth it. This is not worth it. As I'm awake, I'm like having these thoughts and then I'll go right back into it.
And then
we're back. And it's like the same guy. Crazy.
It is just your brain though. It's all your brain, obviously. Like the Lexapro helps your brain. It just is having like withdrawals, I'm sure.
Do you think maybe I like was feeling guilty of like the better?
Yeah, I feel like anytime like I have a dream, like there's usually like deeper meanings to it. Mm. Yeah. Like also, I'm so sorry. I feel like I'm always like side effects, meds, blah, 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 blah. Crazy dreams. I never get crazy dreams, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yes, that happens. Especially it's like a huge side effect. Like intense dreams. Or like borderline
nightmares.
I think
on it and off it, they're both like you get side effects. Like if you're on like a medication, you get side effects of wild dreams. If you cut a cold turkey.
Well, think about it though. Yeah, if you're cutting it and like you don't have it in your system, your body's like, what the fuck, you know?
Yeah, that's so crazy.
Like you shouldn't just
That's why I hate medication. Because it's like your body now has to like rely on it.
In your dream, you were like, you felt fear in your dream.
Oh yeah,
because for me with my Zoloft dreams, let me know anyone else in the comments who also gets them
for my Zoloft girls,
for my Zoloft girlies, they're like nightmares, but I'm not scared. So it's really weird because growing up my whole life I've always had nightmares, like, and I would wake up terrified, like it crying, like I'm like just like terrified. But it's so weird because like now I'll have these like very, very intense dreams that feel like they should be nightmares and I should be scared, but I'm not scared. But it feels,
does that mean you like maybe because you know they're not real?
But I feel like my whole life I've always like just struggled with nightmares. So
also in your dreams, is it like realistically scary or is it like unrealistically
situational
scary?
Situationally?
I feel like it's been both. Like one the last main one I had, it was like me, Ashley, and a few other people, and we're like going down we were on vacation at like a rustic hotel looking castle type like thing, like very, I don't know,
London,
kind of like that castle we stayed at and
brings you back to dark France. dark times
but like we were going down like this big spiral staircase thing, and I remember thinking like all the stores were closed, we were the only people, and it was super dark, and I'm going down and I had a bad feeling, and then a few people stayed back up and Ashley kept going down, so I was like, oh, I'm gonna follow her, and then I end up passing her and I felt this like presence, and I literally like look, and as I look there's one dark figure like at the bottom in the basement just like staring at me.
Hell
and I was
no.
like, I was like, it sees me, and then I like, it felt like I literally was being pulled out of my dream because I'm starting to wake up. It felt like I just got like pulled through like a dimension and I like woke up. But like normally in a nightmare, I'd wake up and I'd be like, oh my God, like that. And I was just like, whoa. Like I was like, holy, like that one felt creepy.
You've gotten like used to it now.
Yeah, but like they're just so intense. It feels like, it's just crazy.
And like when you're dreaming like that, are you able to be like, I know I'm dreaming, wake up, and you wake yourself up?
Sometimes that happens a lot where I'm like, oh, I'm dreaming. But then I'm like, wait, I don't want to leave because now I know I'm dreaming. So like, I try to keep it there. Yeah.
Have you ever had legit sleep paralysis? It is.
That's wild to me because I feel
like the worst thing in the entire world.
I've had stuff like I just said, but I've never had, I've had other situations. I've had like, I don't know. I've had some weird shit.
I had it one time. It was at the Denny house and I was having like a nightmare dream, whatever. And I woke up like you were saying, like my eyes opened. I didn't like gasp or anything. It was just like awake and I'm like looking up, staring at the ceiling, but still feeling the fright of a nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
And my door is like on the right side and this just figure walks in. And it's just like a black, like just shadow kind of like demon-shaped figure in the corner of my room that's walking in, and I'm laying there in my bed, and it's just walking up and getting closer to me. And then I try to, like, sit up, and I'm frozen. And the only thing I can do is look around, and I'm awake, but I'm literally paralyzed, and it's coming closer and closer, and I'm trying to scream Jesus. And move and do anything, and it comes right up to my face, and it's like, you're gonna die. You're gonna die young. And I'm trying to scream and wake up and do anything I can, and it's just sitting right at my face, and all of a sudden, I'm like frozen, and I just go, and I fight through it, and it wasn't a wake up. It wasn't like a whoo. It was just like from being stuck to just sitting
up. You were asleep though, right?
I was awake. But
do you think it was like
it's a blend between
dreaming, but your dream is you in your room from the point of view of your bed.
My eyes didn't open and wake up though. It was me already like this.
I'm pretty sure the definition is like,
yes.
I'm pretty sure the definition is that you're like half awake, half asleep. That's what sleep paralysis usually okay. is.
Like maybe your eyes are open, but your brain is asleep.
Yes. Oh. It's almost like sleepwalking, how you can navigate your home. You can do things, but your brain is sleeping. It was that. And I was just looking at this creature.
Our friend had something similar where she was having a sleep paralysis moment, and a woman was holding her legs down, and she couldn't wake up, and she told her mom, and her mom has the same exact person visit her and her sleep paralysis dreams.
No, like it's like a spiritual demonic shit. It is like, it's crazy.
But it's crazy. You got it. Were you drinking the night before or anything?
Drinking every day. It was bad.
Because the only time I've ever gotten it was like maybe I think like 3-4 years ago. It was the night we got back from Coachella. And you know, you put your body through the fucking
You were back in LA?
I was back in LA. Oh, okay. It was not that day. It was the next day. My body likes to really hit me the next day. So day two, I went to sleep at Scott's house because I was like, I knew it was going to happen. And I was like way too scared to like sleep by myself. This is when I was living alone. And this was also the time where Scott had like a giant fucking mural in his house. All inside. Remember that mural?
Like painting on the wall.
Okay. Yeah, but it was like everywhere. It was like murals of like the whole group, and like it was just everywhere, right? And I was sitting there trying to sleep, and
the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
I would wake up. I was like half dreaming, half awake, but everything on the wall would turn demonic and start like attacking me. It was the fucking scariest thing in my life.
And you're
it
like,
wasn't
aware.
Real though, but it's like your point of view is like asleep.
Do you think it's real when it's happening, or you're able to be like,
you think it's real? Yes, you think it's real.
Like, well, I don't want.
I was awakened, like seeing the inside of my room and like looking around, and you feel like. Everything in your body's trying to move. You're trying to do anything, and you can't. And you're just like looking, and like you see what would be like looking real in a dream in real life, like projected. Yeah. Like it is. It's a cross between being awake and asleep.
And
you are terrified. Like you are. You want to do anything you possibly can to not fall back asleep.
Yeah.
Nightmare on Elm Street. It's like that. You didn't want to fall asleep because you knew that you're about to have the most horrendous fucking nightmares.
When I'm having a bad dream lately, I don't think I physically do it. Like in real life, but when I'm dreaming and I know I'm dreaming and I'm having a bad dream, I keep doing this motion of opening my eyes to wake myself up to get myself out of it. Like I always, I do this a lot.
Interesting.
I don't know if I do it in real life.
You say that a lot. Like
I know I'm sleeping.
You know,
I know
you're dreaming a lot.
In every bad dream, I know I have this like memory of me being like, it's a dream. Wake up, get out of it. And then I go like this then I wake up.
See, what's crazy is like I've never been stuck in a dream where I'm like, oh, I'm dreaming. Like I have free like range to do anything. Usually I'm like, oh, I'm dreaming shit. I'm going to wake up soon. So like have fun, do something.
Yeah.
Versus like.
You know what happens to me a lot is I've been waking up inside of my eyes.
What? Like your eyes are closed?
You see your lid?
You mean live?
Like I will wake up without opening my eyes.
Oh.
Oh, interesting.
Like when I like wake up from like my dream or like for the morning, it's not
closing your eyes.
Yeah.
It's not I'm awake. It's this. I'm awake.
I think I do that a lot too.
And my eyes are still closed.
But it's just because I want to keep sleeping.
And I'm aware that I'm awake.
Yeah.
I don't think...
For instance, this morning, I was sleeping. I was like, I know I should get up right now. I know my alarm's about to go off. Like that?
Opened your eyes
yet. Oh, yeah, I do
that
all the time.
Your body wakes up with your eyes still closed.
Yeah, I do
that all the time. I feel like I usually wake up with... But then I'll just go back to sleep or then I close my eyes.
I've been playing like these weird... games with my own head. This actually happened a couple days after, but I wasn't having nightmares anymore. But visionary. Yeah. I would have the panic. Like I was about to, like, I was like, oh my God, I feel like I'm about to have that nightmares again tonight. Mm-hmm. But this is like, as I'm going to bed and while I'm falling asleep, I'll have the covers on and I'll play this like game with myself where I'm like, what if a figure is like looking at me I'll like open my blanket.
No, you can't do that.
Like not hoping to see one, but just like playing games in my brain.
I will say even the other night I like just couldn't sleep and I swore I heard someone saying we see you. So good.
They're saying we see you.
Yes, queen.
We see you.
Imagine your ghost is just like, yes, get you sleep. Yes.
But I remember looking because I'm like, hey, I just want to make sure there's nothing, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. I think that's all very spiritual
I
shit.
I feel like figure sometimes.
No. It's Cal. Go see
him, girl.
I
feel figures sometimes. I was in my bed two nights ago and I was with the dogs just laying there in bed and I was like, I feel something. I looked and my brain told me that there was like a black figure there.
Yeah, why do we do that to ourselves? Like we know nothing's there, but it's like we want
it's that feeling that like you're being literally two nights ago. I kept having that feeling.
I will say there's no time that I appreciate life more than when I wake up from a bad dream and I'm like, oh my God, I have the best life ever. My life is so good. My life is so peaceful. Like I'm so lucky because I don't have to live that anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It is a very relieving feeling when you wake up from a nightmare and you're like, oh.
And it makes you want to take care of yourself. Real. You're like, okay, I'm going to drink a lot of water today.
I'm going to take three to make up for the 3 days.
That sleep paralysis was a wake up call. Like you're going to die young.
No, it's scary as fuck.
That's actually really crazy.
It's a wild thing that I heard.
Okay.
And I was like, okay.
That had to be your subconscious telling you.
Like, chill. Because that was when I was like, really, like. In the party phase.
Wow. And you then from that day, like you started.
I kept doing it, but.
Not as bad. Probably not
but
as bad.
But like at night, it was you're like so like scared and anxious. You're like, I'm never doing it. And then the next day you're like, oh, I'm fine. Why was I tripping?
Yeah.
It's this weird thing. I'm good.
But when you're tired, you're just so like extra like sensitive to things.
Yeah.
At like 5 a.m, you can't fall asleep. Like, I swear to God,
I won't do it again.
Yes. I'll never do it again.
Just don't let me die right now.
I've had lots of prayers like that.
Please don't let me die right now. I promise I'll stop.
I'll never do it again.
Well, you really love God in those times, huh?
No, literally.
Baby, I love you. I don't know why I don't think about you more, but please.
I'm so sorry.
Help me. Heal me.
Well, on that note, we've got to go get in an RV.
We've got a nice
five and a half, six-hour
drive ahead of us.
Woo! We got it.
Hi, girl.
We're going to film the whole thing. Honestly, there's probably a good chance that first episode is out of the RV right now.
Yes.
Could be, maybe not, but.
If not, it's coming. And it's coming the two-part Heath and Mariah wedding vlog is up on the Patreon.
Oh, that's definitely.
Yeah. Subscribe. Guys, my favorite thing ever is like, I've been getting so many Patreon videos on my For You page. I'm not even getting so many.
Shout out to Tay. Her name is Tay.
Oh.
She does a lot of them.
Oh my God, yay.
Thank you, Tay.
Shout out Tay.
But what I love is like reading the comments, and none of us have like reposted it or anything like that. Reading the comments and seeing people being like, no, it's so worth it. Like, or like, is it worth it? Glad I'm really trying to do it. They're it. Like, they'll reply being like, no, it literally is like the most, like, I love it so much. It's so worth it. Like they really try their hardest. And I was like, we really do.
We really do.
We're it's taking an RV up it's to fun. The Monterey Aquarium. We're literally going to North
Monterey.
I cannot wait. It's going to be so fun.
Yeah. You guys are going to be looking at stingrays and octopi while you're stoned out of your penguins. Mind.
Touch tank, two fingers only, head to tail.
Head to tail.
Head to tail.
Tail to head to tail.
Is that the rule for petting any animals?
Mm-hmm. Honestly, good. Imagine if you were in a tank and people were just petting you.
That's true. I wouldn't want their entire disgusting hand on my forehead.
Yeah, be like, bitch, you just had.
You should watch Finding Dory on the way up there.
Yes.
Honestly, that's
I don't think I've ever seen that movie.
Wait,
yeah, you guys. Enjoy it in the back.
No, we'll get the DVD
enjoy
thing
the flat screen
we'll
TV
get you.
Back
don't
there.
Don't worry, baby.
On the Meta glasses. We'll get you the Meta glasses.
Yes. Oh, yeah, very safe.
I angle mirrors.
Yes.
The spy glasses with the mirror in the corner and your like, eyes are like this the whole time.
Imagine driving and seeing someone in an RV wearing a full-on
Vision,
headset,
the Apple Vision Pro. That would be crazy.
It's a good shot. We should get that for a clip.
Well, thank you guys so much for watching. And yeah, if you have made it to the end, leave us a little nugget. Leave us a little something saying that you're the
comment
MVP.
Down below which aquatic creature you're most excited for us to see.
Yeah.
Mine?
I hope they have a mermaid.
I hope they
have
whales.
I do think they have beluga whales because that was in Finding Dory.
I want penguins.
Wait, that's huge. Wait,
I don't know though.
That means it's a big aquarium though.
It's big.
It's the biggest aquarium.
Do they have humpback whales?
Humpback,
so.
Low back, mid back.
Mid back, big back, low back.
All right, love you guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Mwah.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.